writer, director, producer, audio engineer. Starring Geraint Picard as Tommy, Tim Parker as Mickey Pee-wee Bouncer, Michael James as Lucas, Helen Baird as Lucy, Victoria Wickham as Zoe, John Grayson as Owen, Matthew Ball as Sam, Tim Ball as Gaz.
Sam, quick! Look, 11 o'clock, incoming!
Roger that, Gaz. I've seen them.
Oh, you got a license for those puppies, darling?
Charming. I'd really use my index finger, love.
You're a legend, mate. Do you fancy another, you know?
Yeah, go on then. I need a top up.
Please, guys, not in here. At least wait till I drop you off. It's not far now.
Come on, drive. Don't be a Joey Deacon about it. You can have a toot as well.
Nah, mate. Not interested. Please wait until you exit my cab. It's my first day. Come on, guys.
All right, geezer. Calm down. Don't get your knickers in a twist. Your voice is weirdly familiar. Do I know you drive?
I don't think so.
I do think so, actually. You're Sam Bloody Belmont, Sam Bellend, as I used to call you in my own little world. Bully boy, and bane of my life at school. Does he recognise me?
Wait a minute, I remember you now. I recognise that massive conk. You went to St. Winifred's, your Tommy Turdy trunks. Guess, this guy went to my school, a year below us. In my prompts year, I believe. He actually shit himself in a swimming pool once. Remember that, Turdy?
Yeah, unfortunately I do. And I certainly remember you and your gang. You made my life a living hell at school. But I try not to dwell these days. Bygones and all that.
Probably for the best, bruv. There's only a bit of banter. A bit of fun. Shit happens.
Shit happens.
Yeah, okay. Very funny, mate. Anyway, we're here now, gents. That'll be 6:50, please.
Oh, sorry. Oh, gotta go. Bussing for a slash. Oi, Gaz! Get back in your tight twat! It's your turn to pay!
Here you go, Turdy Trunks. Keep the change.
Bastard! That's well short. Right. That's it.
Dr. Martins are not classed as smart weird. Yeah, can they come in?
Excuse me, mate. Can I pop in a mo? The two you just let in haven't paid their fare?
Who do you mean? Sam and Jez are regulars.
Yeah, that's them. They owe me some fare.
Oh, I know who you are. I was listening, and we have a strictly no Turdy Trunks policy, so off your trot.
Oh, come on, mate. That's wrong. They owe me. Can I speak to the manager?
We are the management. Now, fuck off. Before I give you a real reason to shit yourself.
Bloody hell.
Evening, ladies. Looking lovely. In you go.
Cathedral 1-9.
Go ahead, 1-9.
I'm clear now, but my last passengers just legged it into Cinderella's nightclub without paying full fare. I tried to go in after them, but the bouncer wouldn't let me in.
Well, Tommy, that was the eventful end of my first shift driving for Cathedral Cabs. And to think that the day started so well.
Okay then, that's all booked for you. Have a nice day. Just a second, love.
Wow, the walls and ceiling are a dull shade of nicotine yellow. Can't help feeling sorry for this woman. Cigarette hanging from her mouth, tall, very gaunt looking. She looks ill, about 45 in appearance, probably only 28 in reality.
Sorry about that, do you need a cab?
No, my name's Tommy, I'm here to see Owen, it's my first day.
Wow, proper young'un, aren't you? Sorry, he's been delayed, but he's on his way in, it won't be long. Here, can you do me a favour while you're waiting? Pop across the square to the cafe and grab me a coffee, please. I need to wake up a bit. And get yourself a glass of milk or a Panda Pop with a change if you want.
Thanks. I'll get myself a coffee to go as well, if that's okay.
Thanks, love. See you in a minute. Cathedral Cabs, how can I help you?
And there you are, all dressed in black, including your apron, with combed back, crimped hair and black lipstick. Oh, your true vision of gothic loveliness.
What can I get you?
Oh, yeah, just contemplating the, hot beverage options.
We do tea, coffee, hot chocolate, that's it. Not exactly philosophical debate, is it?
Right, of course. I'll just have two coffees, please. One white and the other strong and black. Like your soul.
Why did you say that? You numbskull, why did you say that?
Is that a Smith's t-shirt?
Yeah, the Queen is dead. Classic, right?
Classic. Yeah, I like him. I'm a guilty secret.
That's all right. Your secret's safe with me. Big mouth won't strike again. Morrissey's lyrics are perfection in my mind. As the flames rose to a Roman nose and a hearing aid started to melt. He's a genius.
My boyfriend, he hates him.
Shit, she's got a boyfriend. Lucky bastard.
Calls him a tone-deaf ponce and thinks he should stick his head in an oven.
A tone-deaf ponce? He clearly don't understand. He just doesn't understand the poetry.
He understands football and lager. That's about it.
Oh, that's tragic. Utterly tragic.
Anyway, that'll be 160, please.
Thanks. Listen, about what I said about your dark soul, I didn't mean to offend you.
Don't worry about it. I found it funny. And besides, you were not that far from the truth. Should have said, coffee, black, like your inner turmoil.
Saddens me to hear that. At least you got something in common with Morrissey. And I'm sure somewhere in that inner turmoil, there is a light that never goes out.
Yeah, thanks. That's very sweet. My name's Lucy, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Lucy. I'm Tommy. Anyway, gotta go now. See you around.
Yeah, see you soon. You charming man.
There you go, Zoe. Your caffeine fix.
Oh, cheers, Tommy. Unfortunately, Owen's caught in traffic. Why don't you pop in the lounge and say hello to some of the drivers?
Okay.
Lounge. Hell's waiting room, more like. A long, narrow, dark, dingy room with a faux leather sofa, mismatching armchairs, all with fag burns on the armrests and the stench of cigarette smoke and farts.
Oi, lads, listen a minute. You'll never believe what happened to me yesterday.
Here, Pee-wee, if you're going to tell us you've seen Elvis again, just don't bother, mate.
But I did see him in the Wimpy that time. He was heavily disguised, but it was him eating a brown derby with Bobby Ball.
All right, go on then, Pee. What tale of the unexpected have you got for us today?
So, I picked up this old deer from Sainsbury's. I dropped her shopping off in the back of the boat, then sat in the car. I could see she was rummaging through a large handbag. All quite normal so far. She's getting a purse out, I thought. No, no, no. It wasn't a purse. She pulled out a bloody can of WD-40. Then hitched up her skirt and gave a couple of squirts up it. I had to do a double take. Then, I kid you not, she said, I was dying to do that. It was beginning to squeak. This stopped me in my tracks. I did a double take. To my relief, she was actually only oiling the knee joint of an artificial leg.
Mate, that's disgusting.
Excuse me. Sorry to interrupt. Hi. I'm Tommy, starting today.
You're a bit young, aren't you, mate? Do you have any hairs on your old chappy yet?
Of course I have, mate. Funny enough, they look a little bit like your dodgy perm.
Nice one, Tommy, mate.
It's not dodgy. It's a Kevin Keegan, actually. My Jen did it at home from a photo. She thinks I look just like him. Anyway, welcome, son. I'm only pulling your leg. I'm Frank, but you can call me Pee-wee. Everyone else does.
Nice to meet you, Frank. Pee-wee.
All right, come on, Tommy. Let me show you where everything is. Over there, we've got the coffee machine, although it wouldn't bother because it tastes like shit.
Lads, Owen is nearly here and he's bringing his dad in for a visit. Metal and Son are on their way.
Whoa, that was fast. Is Mick coming back in so soon after his surgery?
Yeah, Owen is under strict orders by his mum to get Mick away from under her feet before she kills him.
Seems like the status quo with those two.
Rose is not used to having Mick home all day and told Owen that he's been doing her fucking head in so much that she wants to shove his new organ up his fat ass. Well, that's the thing. Owen has said Mickey is not back to normal. His persona has changed a little bit, he said. I'm not sure just yet. We'll see when he gets here. Oh, Pee-wee, your wife and son are waiting out the front for you. Tommy, come to the desk a moment. I want another favour.
What's up, Zoe? Do you want another coffee?
No, Tommy, I need to book you for 3 o'clock to take me to the hospital clinic and pick up my fella Mark and then take us home.
Yeah, of course. Why are you whispering?
Things are a bit awkward now. Most of the drivers have refused to let Mark into the cabs.
Oh, no. What trouble have I let myself in for? What sort of nutter is this Mark?
Can I ask the reason why they refuse?
Ignorance and paranoia, that's all.
Who is this guy? Is he a drunk? A wife beater? Or even a serial killer?
Mark is unwell. He's very ill. He's lost a lot of weight quite quickly. What's making it worse, the doctors don't really know what's wrong. They've run all sorts of tests. They think it's some kind of virus. They can't figure it out. Hence, the driver's paranoia.
I'm sorry to hear that, Zoe. How long's this been going on for?
Months now. At first, we thought it was just a bad flu, something that would pass. But he kept getting weaker. He's barely got any energy left. Can't even get out of bed some days. I've never seen him like this, Tommy. He's always been the strong one, always on his feet, always busy. Now, he's just a shadow of himself. I've been trying to keep it together here, but it's hard. Really, really hard. And I'm really, really scared. And now the drivers have turned against us.
Well, listen, Zoe, I can't imagine what you're going through. I have no problem helping you out. Anytime.
Gareth! Come back, you little monkey. Your mum is waiting to go to the shops.
Quick, the gorillas escaped from the zoo again.
What's that all about? What's that furry thing Gareth was holding to his ear?
Oh, that old thing. That is Pee-wee's horrible plastic fanny keyring. He once told Gareth it was a gorilla's ear, so I must go along with the pretense now. He's a sweet little lad, really.
I can see that. Being so little, I suppose that makes him a wee Pee-wee.
Thanks, Tommy. I needed that.
All right, everyone, listen up. Listen up. I've got a serious issue to address. We've been having some problems in the driver's toilet. Someone is nicking the bog roll, which means some of you have been using the wallpaper to wipe your arse with. It's fucking wood chip, for fuck's sake, it's not meant to be soft. So, from now on, bring your own bog roll and knock it off with the wallpaper, or I'll start fining people. Is that clear?
Aw, boys. No more wallpaper portraits.
Very funny. Now, seriously, this isn't a joke. We're not a hotel, we're a taxi company.
Here on. I bet it was Cathedral 2-5. He's always walked a bit like John Wayne.
No, Paddy. He walked like that because he was in the Navy. In the Navy, you can sail the seven seas in the Navy. Yeah, can put your mind at ease in the... Oh.
Yes, Pee-wee, go on, son. I can see you join the 2-5 in like a tribute actor. something ridiculous. like a policeman or a Red Indian.
No, Paddy, he's the cowboy. He's got the tash for it.
What a bunch of homophobic dinosaurs. Come on, you lot, move with the times, guys.
Buongiorno, ragazzi. Look who's back from the land of bedpans and beige food. That's right. Your fearless leader has returned. Oh, we got chickens in our backyard. We feed them on Indian corn. One of us a bugger for fucking the other and giving each other the horn. Whoa! Pacini Grandi.
Blimey, Mickey, you bad bastard. Shouldn't you be resting?
Resting? Per amor Dio. I'd rather do laps of the ring road in rush hour than listen to Rose one more time say, "Hey, Mickey, don't lift that kettle. Mickey, don't sit like that. Mickey, are you sure you flashed?" It was tortura. I had a kidney transplant, not a fucking lobotomy.
Come on, Dad. She was very worried about you at the beginning. She was waiting on you hand and foot. She even made your weird kidney-shaped pillow, which was kind of her.
Yes, Owen. Yes, she fucking did. She called it Kidney Ken, and how he fucking sleeps between us. She even tucks him in before me now. Fortuno bastardo.
It's a thought that counts, though, Dad, eh?
My only thoughts recently have been about how I was going to escape the Chiacharico. Constant blabbering. It was like living with a papagallo. "There's a pretty boy, then." Oh, the woman's turning into a one-woman care unit / prison warden. I tried to watch telly. She took the remote and put on an Open University documentary about medieval ointments. She said it would make me heal spiritually. Jacovolo.
So, Metal, what's with this Italian? Your parlando Italiano? All the time now?
No, not all the time, just occasionally, when the spirito moves me. You know, sometimes the words, they just arrivano, they arrive in Italian.
That's right, it's been happening since the transplant. The surgeon said it's possible organ transfer memory from the donor, who could have been Italian or fluent in the language. Mum said he even dreams in Italian now. And she's often woken by screams in perfect Italian. It's all very weird for her.
See, just like that. The words, they just fluivano. They flow like a fiume. A river.
Well, we're glad to see you back on your feet, boss.
I ain't fully back. Not allowed to drive for another few weeks. Il Dottore said take it easy. I said, I run a minicab firm in Cathedral City, not a vineyard in Tuscany.
Right, boss, Owen, that's me for the day, so gonna head to the gym now. I'll be back later this evening. Oh, by the way, this is Tommy. He's Brian's son. Don't worry, I've been looking after him. He's a cutie.
Thanks, Lucas. See you later.
Brian's son, eh? You're a streaky string of piss, aren't you, son?
Go ahead, 1-9.
And clear now. But my last passenger's just legged it into Cinderella's nightclub without paying full fare. I tried to go in after them, but the bouncer wouldn't let me in.
Roger, 1-9. Do you have any names?
Sam Bellend. Sorry, I mean Belmont and his mate Gaz. I don't have a surname for him.
Roger. Come back to base, 1-9. I'll add those two to the blacklist. Oh, and you can grab some bog roll and a Texan bar from the 24-hour station on the way back.
Roger that, base. See you soon. I hope this is a local pickup fare back to base. Could do with some luck.
Calling all Cathedral cab drivers. Code red, code red. Cathedral 8's in trouble. Make your way to East Dock Industrial Estate. Code red, code red.
Cathedral 8? That's Lucas. I hope he's alright. Cathedral 1-9, I'm just around the corner from there. I'm on my way.
Be careful, 1-9. Quickly, but approach slowly and check in when you get there. The other drivers will be with you shortly.
Oh, for fuck's sake, get a move on, mate! Don't pull out of a junction and poodle along like a fucking... fucking slug, you prick! Cathedral 1-9. Cathedral 1-9.
Go ahead, 1-9. Are you there yet?
I'm at East Dock, but it's empty. Nothing's open. I can't see anyone.
Keep looking, 1-9. Stay vigilant. Driver 2-5 and 1-4 nearly with you.
What the fuck is Lucas doing here at this time of night? Looks dodgy to me. Something isn't right.
Wait a minute, I can see a car. All the doors are open and there's someone slumped over the steering wheel. Give me a minute. There seems to be no one round. I'm going in for a closer look.
Roger, 1-9, be careful.
Oh my God, Lucas. Lucas, what happened to you? Who did this to you?
Skinheads. Gang. Skinheads said I'm... said I'm a terrorist. Not a terrorist. Skinheads. National Front. Skin...
Lucas? Lucas, wake up, buddy. Come on, mate. The others are coming. Lucas, wake up. Oh, shit. Shit. Cathedral 1-9 to base. I found him. He's covered in blood. And now he's unresponsive. I think he may be dead.